Well, it's been a constant theme on The Takeaway for months, probably since this show debuted. Unemployment and what the unemployment numbers mean when we get them every Friday. 1.2 million Americans are not part of the unemployment count. Why? Because they've dropped out of the search for jobs. That's how many have dropped out in the past 3 months. They've just stopped looking for works. And that means they and other so-called discouraged workers aren't even counted in that unemployment rate of 9.5%.
Well, they're counted in the real unemployment rate, actually.
That is correct.
The Labor Department does make a full count. It's just kind of in the fine print there.
Right. And nobody, well, it's the same size print, but, you know, it's not as reported as that other unemployment
rate. Well over 10%, though.
Newsweek and Slate columnist Dan Gross joins us to talk about this. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
And John Ferry joins us from Detroit. And right now, John, you've been a web editor, but your claim to fame as we're speaking to you today is that you're part of this count of the discouraged workers, right?
I'm afraid so.
How long have you been looking for work?
Well, I'm always looking for work, but I've been out of regular work since the middle of 2007.
And can you give me an idea of what kind of jobs you've applied for?
Oh, well, I've applied for jobs, everything from working at Burger King to driving the Detroit City bus and everything in between. I mean, I'm not proud that way.
You got turned down by Burger King.
They've never responded. They've never called. They've never been in for a personal interview.
When did you
That's pretty much the case all with most of the jobs I've applied. I just never hear from anyone.
When did you actually stop looking?
Well, I guess April. In January, I had picked up a short gig inspecting bank-owned properties, but that ended in April.
Dan Gross, John Ferry is definitely an unemployed American. He's been unemployed since 2007, which means he's passed his 91-week number of unemployment benefits, right? Why don't we count them in the unemployment rate?
I guess, you know, the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they publish several readings at once. We have the payroll jobs number. That's where they, you know, ask companies, how many people are you employing? And that's where we get the number of how many jobs were added in a given month. We have the household survey where they call up households and ask people, you know, are you working? Do you want to be working? Are you working part-time? Have you given up looking for a job? And that's how they calculate the unemployment rate. And that's the headline number, and that's tallied as a percentage of, you know, the people they think should be working or were working, you know, full-time, but are not doing that for a variety of reasons. And then they publish these alternate measures of labor, what they call labor underutilization, where they ask, you know, are you working part-time, but you'd really like to be working full-time? Are you a discouraged worker? Have you, you know, essentially stopped looking? Are you no longer participating in the labor force? And then they publish those as well. And of course, those numbers on a percentage basis are much, much higher than the headline rate.
So, Dan, what is our real unemployment rate if you add in all the people?
Yeah, the U6, and you can see this on the BLS's website, BLS.gov. You look under alternate measures of labor underutilization. The U6, it's all the unemployed plus people that they call marginally attached plus people employed part-time for economic reasons is 16.5%. And that is essentially unchanged from where it was a year ago. That is one out of six adults in this country who are not being, you know, whose talents and time and skills are not being utilized anywhere near to the extent of their abilities.
Dan and John, I want to play for you this comment from Paul Skidmore in Maryland. He's 63. He's been unemployed for more than a year. He says he's gone all the way through his resources. He has no options left except to file for Social Security.
Basically, I'm on the verge of collecting my Social Security because my unemployment benefits have recently run out in the last few weeks. And that's one of the things I was trying to avoid. If I file now, my benefits would be reduced about $300 a month. And I would have a cap on the income I could earn if I were to find work.
And Dan, this is the problem. There's been a record number of people filing for Social Security early. These kind of numbers, they're macroeconomic numbers, but they have real effects all throughout the economy.
No question. And, you know, it's the individual stories that, of course, you know, amount to an aggregate. And I don't think, you know, we have, as a media culture and as our political system has reckoned with what the impacts of these are. It's not simply a matter of, okay, when people can't find work consistently, then they have issues paying their bills, but it also has to do with, do people's skills get degraded?
Right.
Once you're out of the workforce for a few years, how hard is it to get back in? And that what decisions do you make, i.e. applying early for Social Security, that have the effect of penalizing you economically in the long term?
So, John Ferry, you know, talk about the difficulty that Dan Gross is referring to there. I mean, you've applied for all these jobs, and you've rarely even heard back from any of the places you've dropped resumes?
That's correct.
I mean,
it's stunning. I've gone back and put in applications again, and, you know, it's a unique situation here in Detroit. You know, it's much worse than it is in other places. There aren't even as many places near my home to which I could apply as there were a year ago.
Got to get out of Detroit. Or, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your spelling.
I am getting out of Detroit.
Where are you going?
Boston.
Really? What's there?
Well, that's where I'm originally from there. There are way more jobs there. Being part of the huge megalopolis, you know, there's just way more opportunity to find work because there are more people to service. The population density here in Detroit is a major contributor to why there are no jobs. There is no population density. So, that, you know, you don't even have service jobs here.
What are you doing with your free time, John?
I'm mowing lawns. Actually, I think I sent you guys some photos. We mow lawns and vacant houses on the block and try to keep the places from getting broken into until either the mortgage company will take the keys in lieu or we just walk away.
John, that says it all.
John Ferry,
mowing
web
lawns.
Editor, has been unemployed since 2007, sometime trombone player out of Detroit, Michigan, and Dan Gross, Newsweek and Slate columnist. Thanks so much to both of you.